this is Mary's day and Joseph's day, and they are centralized now in our preparation. We're coming closer and closer to Christmas. When Mary was conceived in her Immaculate Conception, she was conceived, and we celebrate that day, on December the 8th. This beautiful, magnificent creature of God was touched by the grace of God right in the womb. She was conceived in the womb of St. Anne. That was her mother. And she was conceived by the seed from Joachim. But when she was conceived, God, through the Holy Spirit, entered and preserved her from original sin. She is the only one who is conceived immaculately. And so we celebrate then her birthday, because she had no sin, in anticipation of her son. God was going to use her body to be that from which he would take the flesh and blood and human nature for his son. So Mary is conceived December 8th and born September 8th, 9 months later. Jesus is conceived March 25th. That's when we celebrate the Annunciation, which is when Mary, from the angel, and that's been a very powerful gospel, she conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. 9 months later, which we're about to celebrate, the birth of Jesus, December the 25th. Now, as this event is coming on, after we hear Matthew's account of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, now this is how the birth of Jesus takes place.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary your wife into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord.
Joseph's dilemma is resolved. How could she possibly have conceived this child? It's interesting to note that it was the angel that came to Mary and brought the announcement with regard to God's intention that she become the mother of God. It's the angel that comes to Joseph. God is using these messengers to now establish this new home. And so, in preparation for Christmas, during these time of Advent, when Joseph awoke, he did exactly as the angel had commanded him and took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. So the account is very interesting here, that especially during this time of preparation, so much here is thinking about and reflecting on the bodies of the human sexual means by which humans come into the world. And here they are. Joseph now hears that Mary is going to have a child, and this child is going to be the Son of God. And they both now are aware, Mary from an angel, that it is God's Son, the Son of the Most High, He has come into the world to save the whole world. The readings that I really are so beautiful from the prophet Jeremiah.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up a righteous shoot to David. As king, he shall reign and govern wisely. He shall do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah shall be saved. Israel shall dwell in security. This is the name they give him: the Lord our justice. Therefore, the days will come, says the Lord, when they shall no longer say, "As the Lord lives, who brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt," but rather, "As the Lord lives, who brought the descendants of the house of Israel up from the land of the north and from the lands to which I banished them. They shall again live on their own land." The word of the Lord.
I'd like to just cover this briefly. This king is Jesus, the one who is being born into this family to Joseph and Mary is Jesus. And so today, beloved brothers and sisters, we have an opportunity to reflect again. During this retreat, we've been thinking about and praying about our relationship with this new king, Jesus, who is one who is going to gather the whole world. One of the brokennesses of the human family, and it happened with Adam and Eve, and it happens with so many families. As soon as Adam and Eve broke with God, their son killed his brother. They themselves came under the power of Satan. This husband-wife relationship is now in Joseph and Mary being repaired. The magnificent teaching of John Paul II on the theology of the body. Listen to the love that Joseph has for his spouse. I would like us to think about, especially, well, all of us, with regard to our sexuality. First, when I have been introduced into this kingdom of justice and peace and security, how do I do that? I am one with Jesus. You are one with Jesus. And if you're married as a husband, you and Jesus are one. That love that Joseph had for Mary was not expressed in sexual love. You see, we teach as Catholics not only that Mary was a virgin before the birth of Jesus, during the birth of Jesus, and after. This is a teaching of Catholics. It's a teaching of Orthodox and some Protestants. Jesus was the only child of Mary. Joseph and Mary had no other children. They did not have sexual relations. And so as you reflect on the relationship of Joseph, what must have been when he held her hand? Husbands, what love is there in you for your wife? The power of love that existed between Mary and Jesus is really being held up here for us as a sign of Christ in each of them, the purity, the holiness. I love a scene, it's in a triptych that I had when I was at the Institute of Priestly Formation, of Mary coming into the carpenter shop with some refreshments, offering them to Joseph and Jesus in the middle of a hot day. The love of Nazareth, the love of the home, is being presented to us here in this relationship between Joseph and Mary today as a sign to us of married people. If we examine ourselves, first of all, on the love relationship between a husband and a wife. Husbands, do you love your wives as Christ has loved the church? Do you see Jesus in her, especially in your sexual relationships with her? To examine yourself, are you contracepting? What is that relationship that is between you and your wife, between your husband and you? The intensity and the love that was between those two. The sex is to bring into our lives, our married lives, happiness for each other. It's a mutual exchange of love. In that union, it's a sign of the union of Christ with the soul. You are in Jesus, and Jesus is in you. Your wife is in Jesus. And as you come together in Christ, St. Paul's fifth chapter of the union of husband and wife, it's a sign, it's a mystery of the love of Christ for his church. What is the greatest sign that Jesus gave of his love for his spouse, the church? Crucifixion. His love was expressed, "I love you so much, I would lay down my life for you." The husband-wife relationship, in its expression of sexual intercourse, is a sign of the love that Christ has for his church. "So much do I love you that I would lay down my life for you." The cross is really the marriage bed of Jesus Christ for my soul. The water that came out from his side is the sign of my union with him in baptism. I am one with him. The blood that came out is my union with him in Eucharist. Jesus laid down his life for his spouse. The intimacy of husband-wife relationship. And so it's not mutual masturbation. It's love. Anything that would increase my love for my spouse is that which is expressed in this act of mutual love in a husband-wife relationship. And so how important it is that I take time today as a married person. Do I have this love in my marriage? So often, we just need to reflect and to ask our Lord, to ask Jesus, to ask the Father, to ask the Spirit, as this love is shown and shining forth in the Holy Family as we come to approach the Feast of the Nativity, Jesus and Mary and Joseph, that our home on Christmas Day will express the interior union of me with Christ in my heart, especially in my love for my husband, my love for my wife, so that the greatest gift you can give your children this Christmas is the experience they would have of their parents in love with one another. I know that many of you may be divorced that are listening, but those of you that are married, how important it is for you to see in your spouse, in one another, that deep, deep love. The tragedy and the brokenness that you may have, even there, to go deep into your heart if you're divorced and to find forgiveness. That love that's in the heart of Jesus in you for a forgiveness for a broken relationship. To continue to carry on the hatred of an ex-spouse is really to celebrate this Christmas with deep unhappiness and misery. That's why this exam is so important. You have a potential and power within you to forgive your ex-spouse. Maybe there's a hurt in you that still is there from the ex-spouse of your daughter and what your son-in-law may have done. You have within you a power to forgive. Your home can have and come to peace through Jesus. This particular wonderful, wonderful preparation of Joseph and Mary being examples for us of fidelity. There's a lot to examine also with regard to husband-wife relationship. In your relationship, that it's so important that you have mutual fidelity, mutual trust. Sometimes many husbands and wives are away from each other for a time. So many times during the year, husbands are jealous and mistrusting if their wives are away from them. Even more so do I find that many wives are unhappy and jealous and mistrusting of their husbands when they go away. The fidelity of a husband and wife is a bond which does not cease when you're out of each other's sight. It's actually more important to trust one another, to absolutely believe for the happiness in your marriage, there must be this beautiful, beautiful trust in one another. Oh, beloved brothers and sisters who are married, if you break that trust, what a smashing, what a horrible brokenness that is to cause the pain of adultery. The distrust that comes then for and to each other, to ask God to repair that fidelity, that union. What a marvelous opportunity this will be to ask Joseph, to ask Mary, to ask Jesus to repair a brokenness. If you have been broken with adultery or a fornication, whatever that might be, the healing and the blessing that Jesus can bring, a new and deeper union when there is forgiveness, mutual forgiveness of many hurts, how important it is for living together in mutual love. Love is that binding force. Trust in one another is that hope that exists when you don't see each other. Fidelity and faith is that which you give to one another. Your marriage is based on faith and trust and love. And that's the Christian home. And that's what Joseph had when he heard the angel say, "This child is not by adultery. This child is by God, the Holy Spirit." And he took her into his home. And he did always know her as the most pure and holy of all. I would like to just spend a little time also in examining us who are single and have lives, priests, bishops, and those of us who are lay people who are single. Our lives are truly Jesus in the world today. And so our sexual lives must express that wholesomeness, that purity, that chastity, that love. Yes, Mary and Jesus and Joseph can help us in with the theology of the body. It's very interesting at this time that I'm giving you this conversation and reflection. Christopher West, who is very famous in teaching the theology of the body, is on retreat this very week with me. And this magnificent gift that was given to us by John Paul II, my body is his body, my body, every bit of me, if I'm a man, my man's body is Jesus' body. Your woman's body is his body. Male or female, we are one Christ. The beauty of every part of you. And when we have pornography, when we separate people's parts, to separate ourselves, to get into sexual excesses. And at this time, especially as we prepare for Christmas, what a magnificent opportunity we have as we look at Joseph, as we look at Mary. Modesty, purity, chastity, holiness. That is what to which I'm called. And my power, it is in him and through him to love as Jesus loved. And every bit of me has that. My true gift is to live in him and through him and with him. And so therefore, not to give double messages, not to give false winks, flirtations. No, to allow he who is in me. You know, what must it be as you look at Joseph and the purity with which he looked at women who came into his carpenter shop, or Jesus? You have that power, the purity and love in the eyes of Mary, and the modesty that she clothed herself with, and the desire she had to see each person that she met. The eyes and the holiness and the beauty and the chastity and the modesty. Brothers and sisters who are single, brothers and sisters who are married, children, all of us, what a magnificent image we have as we approach this Christmas day to see the Holy Family in this light. And to examine ourselves, each of us, you know, after you go at, with this examine, that we can actually be purified, cleansed. There's nothing we have done if we look in our rearview mirror as we come single or married or whoever, that we cannot be purified in the light and the presence of Jesus and Mary and Joseph. And so my desire and my prayer that I offer you as you examine yourselves on your own purity, chastity, modesty, holiness, in the light especially of our sexual lives, in the light and presence of Mary, who became the mother of the Son of God by the power of the Holy Spirit, on Joseph, who at first thought that she had committed adultery, and then realized that this was a child conceived by the power of God and the Holy Spirit. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, as we prepare, especially Jesus in the womb of Mary, I'd like to hold up an image for all of us to see the Holy Family with Mary's pregnancy as a sign of all of us to gather around them and let them radiate through each one of us and expose to the power of the Holy Spirit each and every tendency of darkness that we may have to not properly express our sexual lives. And so that they could put into each and every one of our hearts throughout the entire world. For God has come for the security and the peace of the whole world. May all the brokennesses and violences that have happened in this world through these sins against purity, may they be washed away by the power and radiance of Jesus and Mary. and Joseph. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.